Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app, this is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, a third person has died following a crash in Liscooley on Friday night. The Justice Minister says more Gardaí for Donegal is a priority for her. Searches are continuing for a missing Donegal teenager. 118 children in Donegal are currently waiting to access mental health services. And a Midlands Northwest MEP is urging the European Union to take immediate action to address the severe challenges facing Ireland's fishing industry. Stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have all the latest in sport coming up with Kenny Harkin at about 5:15. First news though, a third person has died following a crash in Liscooley on Friday night. The man in his 70s who was taken to hospital for treatment to serious injuries following the two-car collision at around 10 p.m. has since passed away. Gordon Galbraith, who was in his 30s, and 25-year-old Ryan Glenn, both from Castlederg, were also killed in the crash and are to be laid to rest later this week. Two women, one in her 70s and one in her 30s, were injured in the crash also. Garda Sergeant Charlene Anderson is appealing for information.
On Friday the 22nd of November, Gardaí and Emergency Services attended the scene of a fatal road traffic collision in Liscooley on the N15. Now, the collision involving two vehicles occurred at approximately 10 p.m. Two male occupants in their 30s were fatally injured in one of the vehicles. A woman and a man, both in their 70s, in the second vehicle were taken to hospital for treatment of serious injuries. And I understand this morning that the male in this vehicle has sadly passed away. Now, a second woman in her 30s was treated for non-life-threatening injuries. So we're appealing for any witnesses, Greg, this morning to the collision to come forward. We're also appealing for any road users who may have dash cam footage or anyone that was travelling in the area or anyone that has any information in relation to this tragedy. We'd ask them to contact Gardaí in Letterkenny on 9167 100.
The Justice Minister says more Gardaí for Donegal is a priority for her. Minister Helen McEntee was visiting the county today. Earlier, she was in Donegal Town with Fine Gael general election candidate John McNulty before travelling to Letterkenny, where she canvassed with Senator Nicky Bradley this afternoon. She told Highland Radio News that Donegal will reap the benefits of the increase in new recruits training at Templemore.
My priority is making sure every county gets more Gardaí, and that includes Donegal. And the more Gardaí we have coming through the college, the more we'll be able to see Donegal get those numbers too. We're now at a position where we have more Gardaí in the college this year than we've had in many years. So it's the highest number since pre-COVID, and I want to keep seeing those numbers moving in the right direction. So that means Donegal will benefit from it. And obviously with the changes and how policing is happening on the ground, it's really important that those numbers do start coming through. But we've made huge progress. So I've had to make a lot of changes, whether it's changing the age at which people can join the Gardaí, whether it's giving them more money when they go into the college, and we're planning Fine Gael to double that again. All of these changes have meant that the numbers are increasing and we're starting to really see that progress. It's taken time, I accept that, and people want to see it happen quicker, but I'm confident that it will, and we have a plan to do even more.
And the change of the structure, well, people are feeling that might set Gardaí's spread them more thinly across the county if we have the amalgamation of the likes of Milford with Letterkenny.
So the whole point here is that you have teams that are focused on community policing, that you have teams that are focused on crime, and that they're actually working together so that everybody is supporting each other around the county instead of working in perhaps silos or working in their own area in particular. So the objective of the new policing model is that people work better together, that they're sharing information, that they're sharing expertise, and you have particular knowledge then that's being used, I suppose, to help keep people safe, but also to detect crime and to hold people accountable as well. So look, we're rolling it out. We need to make sure we have the Gardaí in place to be able to do that, and that's been an absolute priority for me, and it'll continue to be a priority for Fine Gael.
A controversial interaction between the Taoiseach and a care worker in Cork continues to cast a shadow over Fine Gael's general election campaign. The party says any contact with RTE prior to a now viral video of Simon Harris's discussion with Charlotte Fallon being released was appropriate. Ahead of the final leaders' debate tonight, Fine Gael has been trying to shift the focus back to the economy. Public Expenditure Minister Pascal Donoghue says a stable government is needed to protect against potential economic shocks.
We have a broader question regarding what kind of government do we want, and what kind of government do we want when the costs and risks of instability are growing. when I'm out on doorsteps, I hear more and more voters raise issues with me regarding the direction of the world. And those concerns have only intensified in the last few days and in the last few weeks.
Well, the second of Highland Radio's general election debates was held this morning, hearing from four candidates vying for a vote on Friday. Fianna Fáil's Minister Charlie McConnogh, Sinn Féin's Deputy Padraig McLaughlin, 100% redress candidate Charles Ward and independent candidate Vincent J. Bradley thrashed it out earlier on the 9 till noon show. Donna Marie Doherty has more.
Four out of seven candidates participated in this morning's debate, each outlining why they are the best choice for Donegal in their opening statements. Independent candidate Vincent J. Bradley says rural Ireland needs to be brought back to the forefront in the Dáil.
I just want to be a voice for the people. I'm an ordinary person. I'm farming all the time and stuff like that there. And people are sort of disconnected with the overall way things are going in this country at the minute. From rearing young families, cost of living, food, fuel, rent, an accommodation, and then we have a situation then where a lot of people enter in a very unfortunate situation where their houses are actually falling down around them.
Current Minister for Agriculture, Food and the Marine, Fianna Fáil's Charlie McConnellogue, says he would like to continue the work he's achieved to date.
My objective as government minister has been to work to bring Donegal forward, to secure investment in our county, to ensure investment in our health services and housing, to deliver the new defective concrete block scheme, and as well to work then at national level to make sure that there's a strong national economy and that Donegal is benefiting from that, and particularly as well that we bring forward our infrastructure and our schools. And that's work that I'm asking for the public support in this general election to be able to continue with.
Charles Ward of 100% Redress Party says he wants to be the voice of defective block homeowners in the Dáil.
I am here because there's a scheme in place that does not work. There's thousands of us left behind. We need all the help we can get. We need a voice, especially a voice of a defective homeowner in the Dáil is what we need. We need just to look and seriously consider your votes coming up. This is the crossroads. We're coming to the stage now where this is do or die for the defective concrete movement.
Finally, Sinn Féin's party whip and spokesperson for the Marine, Deputy Padraig McLaughlin, says his party can be a change that he says is desired in Donegal.
When I traverse across this county, it's clear that there's a burning desire for a change of government. It's clear that there's a real sense that Donegal is a forgotten county. But the people of this county are mighty people. They just need a government who will meet them halfway. If you look at the defective block crisis, our people in Donegal have been treated like second-class citizens. In Dublin and North Leinster, they got 100% redress. We get a grant scheme where you have to make up tens of thousands of euro.
Fine Gael, Senator Nicky Bradley, Independent Niall McConnell and People Before Profits Carol Gallagher were unable to attend today's debate.
And you can listen back to the full debate on our website highlandradio.com. Searches are continuing for a missing Donegal teenager. 15-year-old Nicole Doyle was last seen at her home in Churchill on Thursday last. She's described as being approximately 5'1" in height with a slim build, brown hair and blue eyes. Garda Sergeant Charlene Anderson says Nicole may have travelled to Dublin.
Garda, you're seeking the public's assistance in tracing the whereabouts of a 15-year-old girl called Nicole Doyle. Nicole was reported missing from her home in Churchill in the early hours of Thursday, the 21st of November. Now, Nicole is described as being approximately 5'1" in height and of a slim build with brown hair and blue eyes. Nicole was last seen wearing pink pyjamas and a green puffer coat. It is believed, however, that Nicole may have travelled to Dublin. So if anyone maybe has any information in relation to Nicole's whereabouts, we'd ask them to contact Gardaí in Milford on 915-3060. There is a picture of Nicole on the Garda Facebook page, and I understand there's also one on the Highland Radio page. So if anyone wants to have a look at that, they might maybe remember, may have seen Nicole somewhere, or indeed may have any information in relation to her whereabouts.
118 children in Donegal are currently waiting to access mental health services. Donegal Deputy Pierce Doherty says children continue to be let down, in turn causing long-term untold damage. He's proposed a new child and youth mental health service that would offer provisions until the age of 25.
The key thing for us, and we've had huge consultation in relation to our mental health policy, which is very, very radical and deals with the core issues that are problematic here in terms of funding capacity and resources. But one of the issues that we hear all the time is that when somebody turns 18, they may be in the CAM services and they're transitioned into the adult services, Many of these people who are 18 are still at school. They're doing their leaving cert. They're going through a stressful time. The last thing that they need is to be moved out of some service that they might have had for years and pushed into an adult service. So our service will be available for those up to the age of 25 and existing people who, if they wanted to transfer into the new services, that's important. But people who have gone into the adult services and are comfortable with that should obviously remain within their therapist. And that would be a kind of transitioning period that we would have in terms of our policy.
Conor McGregor is reiterating his intention to appeal the civil lawsuit he lost to Nikita Hand. In a post on X, the MMA fighter says he knows he made mistakes and should never have stepped out on the woman he loves. Despite the jury ruling against Conor McGregor, he continues to claim everything was consensual. Orlo O'Connor from the National Women's Council says Nikita Hand has given up so much by taking the case.
And I think one of the things that's really important is that in a criminal case, had that gone forward, Nikita Hand could have kept her anonymity. But there was no choice to do that in a civil case. So she's really laid herself bare, and I just can't commend her bravery and her courage enough.
A quantity of drugs, two offensive weapons and a sum of money have been seized in Derry as part of an investigation into drugs criminality linked to the INLA. A number of searches were carried out in the Ballyarnett area this morning. A number of mobile phones were also seized. A Midlands Northwest MEP is urging the European Union to take immediate action to address the severe challenges facing Ireland's fishing industry. Speaking in the European Parliament, Ciarán Mullooly said unfair quota allocations and overfishing by non-EU nations are crippling Irish fishermen, forcing boats to remain tied up while foreign vessels exploit Irish waters. He said the situation has brought the fishing sector to a crisis point, particularly in Killybegs.
We have 12% of Europe's richest waters, yet incredibly we have some of the poorest fishermen and women because we have less than 6% of the quota. Year after year our share declines while Nordic countries expand their fleets, and next year Ireland faces a further 22% loss in its mackerel quota, not because of Irish overfishing, but because of non-EU nations like Norway and Iceland are plundering our waters, President. In Killybegs, County Donegal, our largest fishing port, boats are at a standstill. Next year, they'll be lucky to fish for even 2 months in the year. We must fight back. Fair play for the fishermen in the northwest and the southwest of Ireland.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny. Check out the new Kids Nastics range for young gymnasts at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Time now for all the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. Starting with local soccer, and Finn Harps have confirmed that Darren Murphy has signed a new multi-year deal with the club. Murphy arrived in Balbuffet in 2023 as assistant manager to Dave Rogers before taking over as interim manager after Rogers' departure. He was then handed the reins full-time last season, guiding the club to a sixth-place finish, narrowly missing out on the playoffs. Darren Murphy says he will give the role everything over the next 3 years and continue the hard work that has gone into building the pathway from the club's academy into the senior team. Meanwhile, Harps have also announced that the Kiernan Group is the club's main sponsor for the 2025 season. The Kiernan brand will be displayed on the soon-to-be-launched new first-team home and away jerseys and across all official club platforms for the forthcoming campaign. Elsewhere on the pitch tonight, the Champions League returns this evening. Manchester City, they're hoping to end their five-game losing run. They host Feyenoord from 8 o'clock tonight. Arsenal are also in action. They play Sporting Lisbon at the same time. The pick of the rest of tonight's match is the meeting of Bayern and PSG in Munich. In the Scottish Premiership tonight, Aberdeen, they can go level on points with league leader Celtic if they can win away to Hibernian. Kick-off at Easter Road is at 7.45. And in the Championship tonight, Sunderland and Sheffield United are both hoping to end the day as leaders of the Championship. They play West Brom and Oxford respectively tonight. They're both level on points with current table toppers Leeds, but they can take advantage of the Yorkshire club not playing until tomorrow. Another League of Ireland news, winger Ryan O'Kane believes his game will suit the way Shelburne play. The 21-year-old has signed for the Premier Division champions after leaving Dundalk. O'Kane bagged 3 goals and 3 assists in 33 appearances for the Lilywhites last season and also played for Warren Point Town. Elsewhere across channel, Liverpool boss Arne Slot insists Mo Salah's comments about not being offered a new contract aren't a distraction. The Egyptian, who has scored 12 goals this season, said he's more out than in following their game at Southampton at the weekend. Salah's current deal expires at the end of the campaign. Meanwhile, Trent Alexander-Arnold is back in training ahead of their Champions League game with Real Madrid tomorrow. Moving on to rugby, and Ryan Baird, Tadhg Forlong, Jamie Osborne and Jacob Stockdale are all ruled out of Ireland's Saturday's Autumn Nations clash with Australia. Osborne and Stockdale both picked up knocks in last weekend's win over Fiji, while Baird and Furlong have failed to recover from their respective injuries. Saturday's clash also marks the Aviva Stadium return of former Irish boss Joe Smith, now head coach of the Wallabies. Ireland forwards coach Paul O'Connell is expecting a big challenge in their November finale.
I think for us, you know, part of the challenge is that we kind of know what they'll bring, because Joe has coached us before as well. We know how clear he can be, and that clarity allows players to play with a lot of intent and a lot of physicality.
Elsewhere, Northampton number 8, Jarno Augustus, is excited to sign for a club with the potential of Ulster. The 26-year-old South African back row will join the Northern Province on a 3-year deal next summer. He won the Premiership with the Saints last season. In Gaelic Games, the Termin GA club have secured another €500,000 in its ongoing efforts to redevelop its facilities. The club has secured the further investment of €500,000 through the Immigrant Investor Programme, overseen by the Department of Justice, to support its work. In snooker, Neil Robertson and Judd Trump are tied at 3 frames apiece in their first round clash at the UK Championship. It's the best of 11 match in York. Earlier today, Scotland's John Higgins cruised past Galwan He of China by 6-0. Finally, for this evening in motorsport, Formula One has announced a new diversity and inclusion charter, which will be supported by Lewis Hamilton's Mission 44 charity. The 7-time world champion set it up in 2021 with the aim of achieving greater representation in the sport. The charter aims to remove barriers to attract and retain a rich diversity of people. That's your sport for this evening. It's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. For weather now, mainly dry tonight, apart from a few coastal showers. Frost developing as temperatures fall to between -3 and +1 degree. Donegal County Council has confirmed that roads will be gritted this evening. The closing headlines. A third person has died following a crash in Liscully on Friday night. The man in his 70s, who was taken to hospital for treatment to serious injuries following the two-car collision at around 10 p.m, has since passed away. The Justice Minister says more Gardaí for Donegal is a priority for her. She told Highland Radio News that the county will reap the benefits of the increase in new recruits currently training at Templemore. Searches are ongoing for a missing Donegal teenager. 15-year-old Nicole Doyle was last seen at her home in Churchill on Thursday last. And a quantity of drugs, two offensive weapons and a sum of money have been seized in Derry as part of an investigation into drugs criminality linked to the INLA. A number of searches were carried out in the Ballyarnet area this morning. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, you can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. Good evening.
The obituary notices for this Tuesday evening, the 26th of November. The death has taken place of John Andrew Eakin, 10 Dergmoney Place, Omagh. Friends are welcome to call at his home between 2 and 6 tomorrow afternoon. A service of thanksgiving for John will take place in First Omagh Presbyterian Church on Thursday morning at 11, interment in Ballymore Graveyard, County Donegal, at 12 noon on Friday. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, to Marie Curie, care of Adams and Pollock Funeral Directors, Omagh. The death has taken place of Peggy McGinley, name McFadden, Main Street, Creasla, reposing at her home until 10 o'clock this evening and again tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Funeral Mass in St Michael's Church, Creasla, on Thursday morning at 11. Burial afterwards in Doe Graveyard. Mass can be viewed on mcn.live. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or James Harkin Funeral Director. The death has occurred of Rose Gallagher, Tully Moore, Ardra, formerly of 26 Dramahy Park, Ardra. Her remains will repose at Shovelin's Funeral Home, Sandfield, this evening from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock and again tomorrow from 3 o'clock to 6 o'clock, followed by removal to the Church of the Holy Family, Ardra, arriving at 7 o'clock to repose overnight. Funeral Mass on Thursday morning at 11, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place of Hughie McGee, Drinan Ballybuffet, formerly of Glenlehan, Fintan. Hughie's remains will repose at Marley's Funeral Home, Letterkenny, until 8 o'clock this evening and again tomorrow evening from 4 o'clock until 8 o'clock. Requiem Mass on Thursday morning in St Columbkill's Chapel, Fintown at 11, with burial afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. The death has occurred of Sister Stella Herlihy, Kinsale, County Cork, and Convent of Mercy, Donegal Town and Ballyshannon. Sister Stella's remains are reposing at St Catherine's Mercy Convent, Ballyshannon, until 6 o'clock this evening, with removal to St Patrick's Church, Donegal Town, for 7 o'clock, where she'll repose overnight. Funeral Mass there tomorrow morning at 11, with burial afterwards in Clare Cemetery. Sister Stella's Requiem Mass can be viewed on mcn.live. The death has occurred of Sean Doherty, Tief Clutter, Killigordon, reposing at his sister and brother-in-law Josephine and John Pat Harvey's residence at Tief Clutter, Killigordon. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 20 past 10 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Sesha O'Neill, with interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. The Mass can be viewed via the parish webcam. The death has occurred of Paddy Harran, Tonicrum, Castle Fim, remains reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 11:30 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Castle Fin at 12 noon, interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. The Requiem Mass will be streamed live via the parish Facebook page. The house is private to family and close friends, please, at the request of the deceased. And the death has taken place of Fonzie Doherty, formerly of Ocht, Tuir, Muff. Family and friends welcome to pay their respects at his daughter Louise's home, Carnbrae, Quigley's Point. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:15 for 11 o'clock at Requiem Mass in Sacred Heart Church, Muff, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.